Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dictatorship, not a democracy. So let's burn it down, make a bold threat, demons that are gay. And he's coming around, we are the revolution. Fight back, but there's no solution. Take back, like you need that more. I'll show you what I can't afford.
I am your host, Candice Andrea. So happy that you took time to tune in and listen today. We have a lot of good shows lined up to talk about, and we have a special guest coming on. Sorry, Steve Porter. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
State's playing a good show tonight. I'm great.
We're playing in Tulsa.
Where is the show?
Oh, we're playing in Ventura at Billio's with
Puka. Yeah, Billio's. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's Greg Wolpert's 42nd birthday party.
It sure is.
Okay. And let me see, they're going to have Glue Gun, Sorry State, Potty Mouth, and Cupcake.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great show, I'll tell you.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, Steve, tell me a little bit about Sorry State. I hear that they're signing on to Mystic for the new compilation.
Yes, we are. Actually, looking forward to that. Actually, in the process of writing and recording a new song for that.
Great. This is going to be my first record production.
Well, that's what you're telling me, so that's why we're pretty excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. Known you guys a long time, all the way back to the Café de Grand.
Yeah, a few bands back, I would say.
Yeah, a few. It was really great seeing you in Highland Park back in June when you played. I got some good film clips. I'm still working on editing the film that I took there.
Yeah, it was a great time until the shooting started, but that was a whole different story itself. So.
That was terrible. At first, we were kind of laughing it off, but then I heard that, you know, this other girl was actually grazed in the head by a bullet, and that's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, well, luckily it wasn't a little bit lower. You know, she wouldn't have had a good story. You know what I mean?
And who was that?
It was the understanding I got. It was some gang. You mean the people who did the shooting?
No, the girl who got was grazed by a bullet.
She plays in the band Barnyard Bandits with Joey Ramici. I don't know what she plays, but she's in. I think she's one of the guitar players in that band. So
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I heard the Cro-Mags killed it last night, and the show was off the hook.
You know, unfortunately, we missed it. We had a show last night in Hollywood ourselves, and by the time we got out of the show, it was already too late to go down to the back to see it. But we just did a little show at the airliner. It was kind of an interesting show. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It was basically, it was a rockabilly, ska, and punk showdown. So,
I love rockabilly, ska, punk. Yay.
Well, we kind of showed them that punk is a little bit more aggressive. Well, you know what? Honestly, if I had my choice, even though it was a fun show and I love to play, I would much rather visit the Cro-Mags. And it's not as much the Cro-Mags as Attitude Adjustments, one of my favorite bands. So and gosh darn it, I seem to miss them every time they come down here. So,
last night I was at the West Coast Monster Truck Finals in Red Bluff. I will be posting some photos on my Facebook page later. I took my little boys, they're age 5 and 8, to the show. And they were just amazed, especially when this big monster truck came up and plammed right down on a big RV. I knew they were going to squash it. They do every year. I've been going for about 14 years now. And I just knew. I knew it.
Nice.
I know. I love those trucks. They are so cool. I'm trying to get Red Bluff into some punk rock so that when these trucks are mashing everything up, they've got some killer jams like Sorry State just really cooking it, you know?
Well, who knows? We're planning a tour probably in February of next year, and it's going to be an entire West Coast tour up into Washington, back down to Idaho, Utah, the whole nine yards. So who knows? Maybe we'll
stop
at Red Bluff on the way.
We definitely will. I can hook you up with some shows.
Excellent. Yeah, we've got actually quite a few tours next year. We've got that tour is kind of like our starting things off tour, and then we're going to go out to the East Coast for a couple of weeks with hopefully it's going to be Urban Waste. We don't know yet, but we've been talking with them, and then we've been approached to go to Belgium as well as Germany next year. So, you know, we're going to hopefully be planning that out towards midsummer. We don't want to go there when it's too cold.
Yeah. Well, and if you could go to the East Coast and you can make it to Maryland, I can hook you up with a really killer venue. This guy just built a new studio out there with 20 cameras set up in place. It holds 700 to 800 people, and it's an upper-scale venue. It's really nice.
Excellent. Well, you know, when we start getting all the plans down with that, I'll definitely, you know, get hold of the person who's booking everything for us and have them get hold of you, or I can get
Sounds
the information
good.
From you and relay it. So,
you know, way, way, way back in the 80s, I made tour books for a leather shop. And, yeah, we did all itinerary books. I did the first Motley Crue one in, like, 1984, Shout at the Devil. you know, we did a lot of different bands, you know. The Police, Kenny Rogers, and in my spare time, I was slamming rivets on those leather belts I would sell at the cafe.
I remember those.
I know, it was so much fun.
Yeah, I was just
I
a
still have a few of
there.
Those pieces.
Awesome. Collector's items right there, I'll tell you.
Oh, God, my grandkids love them. They look at those big spikes and like, yeah, I say, no, you can't wear that. I used to wear them all the time, but I won't let them.
Nice.
I know. Well, you know, I'm going to be a great grandma in about 7 months.
Oh,
whoa,
congratulations.
Great grandma.
Well, congratulations to you as well as your great grand or your granddaughter. So,
my granddaughter,
you know,
she's 19 years old, and just got married a little while ago and going to have a new baby.
Well,
and I don't want to talk about that. Makes me feel old. But, you know, back to business here. Rob Power, do you remember them from Italy?
Actually, they're somewhat friends of ours. When I was in my former band, we actually toured with Raw Power when they came out to the United States in the late 80s. So, yeah.
Well, I was able to film them back in Chico. I think it was 2007 when they came to Northern California. And I've been friends with Mauro since the Cathay days. And he was all excited to see me come and film. And he just signed and confirmed this morning with coming on to Mystic, a new compilation. And I have a track here. Go ahead. Yeah, I have a track here that Mauro sent. And this is called A Time to Remember, courtesy of Beer City Records. And they're going to be working with me on this new comp. And here's Rock Power. We'll be back in a few. That was raw power. And we have
They're as good as they ever were. I'm not wrong about that. What a great band.
So. I know, Steve. And it's so wonderful that, you know, we've all been friends for so long and continuing on. And hopefully, you know, we'll all have you touring again. And it's just one big happy punk rock family, you know. It makes me all warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, so do they give any word whether they're going to be coming out to the United States in the near future?
Yes, they're coming here, I believe, to California pretty soon. I don't have all the details, but I'm in close contact with Morrow, the singer of Raw Power, and he'll be letting me know what's up with that. And while I have you on the line here, I'd like to know more about your show tonight with Sorry State and Glue Gun and Potty Mouth.
I don't know the rest of the lineup myself. Basically,
it's at 2819 East Main Street in Ventura, California. For all those of you who want to come out, there's a lot of good bands out tonight, well, and every night. And, of course, there's the American Legion in Los Angeles. There's the DePazas on the north coast of Long Beach. So many good places to go. But most of all, check out Sorry State. You won't be sorry. They're a really good band. They've been around a long time, and they really bring the house down. And Dave's got some great vocals. Lead singer of Sorry State.
Yeah, oh, he's a great guy. I sure am.
All right.
Hello.
I love the energy at your shows. They're so great and fun, and, you know, we're about out of time. I have just enough for a track from Ill Repute, another missing fan. This is Oswald. I remember the party at all home.
I can barely hear you over the music. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate everything you've done for us over the many years we've been friends.
Thank you, Steve, and keep playing and party or go home.
Well, you have a great day now.
You too. Talk to you later.
Take care.
All right.